Good morning, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Each Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m., we'll share with you practical preventive medicine, steps that you can take starting right away to regain and maintain better health. Each week, we'll update you on books you need to read, we'll update you on what you need to know to stay healthier today, and we'll share interviews with patients and with experts. So get your pen and paper ready now so you won't miss any ideas that you want to remember. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've researched and practiced here in Metro Houston for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing but you need for repair and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on and then turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices. Practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives. And practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. All truths are easy to understand, said Galileo Galilei. Once they are discovered, the point is to discover them. And, to share further, Mark Twain says, the difference between truth and fiction is that fiction has to make sense. So you see, when we're looking for the truth, we're looking for something that's sensible, you know, something that is reasonable. Because you see, when we're looking at things, fiction seems to make the most sense, but truth is the easiest to understand because it rings true for us. And remember that as we go forward, that what rings true for you is what's probably true. Linda from Rosenberg emailed us her concerns about gaining weight with holiday excesses. So we thought we'd share with you some ideas developed by Dr. Penny Waring at the Well for Life website from New Zealand. That's well, W-E-L-L, for, F-O-R, life, L-I-F-E, dot, C-O, dot, N-Z. Dr. Waring created an article called Staying Buff and Sane This Silly Season. So what's the best approach to get through this silly season unscathed? Well, here's some useful tips. Pig out on fresh fruit and vegetables. Just sample the special holiday foods, you know, the risky ones. A good rule of thumb is to fill half your plate with fresh fruit and steamed vegetables. Fill a quarter of your plate with starch and another quarter with protein, you know, meats. Whatever you do, don't stand near the buffet table because it'll make you succumb to temptation. And don't starve yourself all day either, you know, saving up for the big meal, because you'll only tend to overeat once you get there and you'll be eating too many of the rich, fatty foods. And remember to eat slowly and savor each mouthful and you'll feel less inclined to overindulge. And it gives your stomach a chance to register that it's full when it's actually full. Focus on consuming some of the healthy and tasty foods that are really good for you, like kumara, carrots, strawberries, beans, broccoli. These are wonderful sources of beta-carotene and vitamin C, wonderful antioxidants, folic acid, protein, fiber. Incidentally, wine is also high in antioxidants, especially red wine, and it's also a great fighter of heart disease. Remember, just about two of anything, two glasses of wine, two beers, two hard alcohol drinks, something like that, and just about two and you're done. So remember that alcohol is also packed full of calories. Try to choose low-calorie options, or else alternate with non-alcoholic beverages so that through the evening you spread out your enjoyment. Alcohol can also stimulate your appetite and makes you more prone to overeating. And do make an effort to keep the exercise going. It helps keep the extra calories away and alleviates the stress that family get-togethers sometimes bring. Use this as an opportunity this holiday season to spend time with younger relatives to your advantage, like pulling out the croquet set or soccer ball or frisbee, something like that. Of course, when the weather turns chilly, one says, well, what about just a stroll around the block? What a great idea. Take your aunt or grandmother or one of the younger children, and instead of having that second helping of fruitcake, go burn those calories off. And remember that holidays can be a stressful period for many people. December and January have the highest rates of fatal heart attacks, probably due to holiday stress and overindulgence. So remember to be kind to yourself. You know, a 1998 poll conducted in New York City found that 44% of Americans feel pressure to spend more than they can afford at holiday time, and only 28% report that the holidays leave them actually feeling joyful. So how about a small card that offers your recipient a half-hour neck or back massage, or maybe create a photo album of fun times that you've shared together. And don't forget to give yourself time for a cruisy bike ride or a movie with a friend or just a soak in the hot tub. And don't forget that gift certificates are an ideal thing to a bookstore, department store, even to the mall itself. A tip on Christmas functions: don't spread yourself too thin. Be selective and think quality, not quantity. You don't have to make every party. And remember, think little and think often for your snacks throughout the day. Don't overindulge. Just kind of graze your way through. And watch out for emotional overeating as well. Now, you know, being with family that you've not seen for a long time is a very common cause of stress at this time of the year. So why don't you lower your expectations of your family get-together and kind of learn to expect the inevitable frustrations and shortcomings that are sure to happen. And just kind of relax. Have a good time in spite of them. You know, research shows that the stress of being alone for Christmas is far greater than that of spending it with family or friends. So don't be a hermit. Find folks that you can find a way to enjoy. And just take the time and effort to reaffirm to yourself what this season is all about. Because after all, it is a season of loving and giving. So as we close out this year, you know, we want to take the time to really see that life can turn wonderful turns of events for people, even when they think the most disastrous things are happening. And we have two wonderful folks to join us this morning to talk about how they had their lives show remarkable turnarounds. And the first to join us is Captain Steve from Friendswood, Texas. Now, Captain Steve is an airline pilot, captain on a major airline operating out of our area here. And he came here to Life Celebrating Health with a rather unique story. And when we talk unique, we mean someone who was really in trouble. He was indeed not having what one would call a holiday. And when he was first seen, he was suffering more than you would believe. And, in fact, more than he would believe, because it looked to him as though his airline career, although promising, might be going down the tubes. And as you know, when you fly for a living, it's not just enjoyable, but it's also a fairly amount of hard work. It's an opportunity to, show up every day, haul around your maps and your baggage and your clothes, and get going in life with a demanding schedule despite the weather, despite other opportunities that show up to get in the way, like equipment delays and so on. In other words, it has its demands just like every other job. And when Captain Steve came in, he was having concerns about being able to go forward in his life with those kinds of demands. And we'll turn shortly to hear more about what happened with Captain Steve and how he became a completely different guy in terms of outlook after this brief interruption. The time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble, near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy and the winds of change blowing. If you're choosing to make changes to regain and maintain better health, sunny skies are coming your way. If you don't know what you can do, or if you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling good, no problems, then partly cloudy to stormy skies are on your horizon. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for a telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIXPAIN. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. And now joining us this morning is Captain Steve to talk about his health and how it's better. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Isn't that wonderful? Because when I first met you, you weren't.
I know, I was in some pretty bad shape.
Tell us about how you got in pretty bad shape.
Well, it was a series of multiple injuries, the best that I can tell over the years. Several injuries to my neck and back, and it just finally caught up to me and put me out of commission.
That's kind of life catching up, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And when did you end up going to see the doctors then?
Well, I the first time that I got injured was in 73, believe it or not.
30 years ago.
Yes, and I ended up seeing you, I believe, in October of 1995 was when I found your program.
Well, you suffered for 20 some years, didn't you?
Yes, and went to several doctors in the interim there.
And what did they recommend as they kept seeing you with these injuries and complaints of discomfort?
Well, most of it, Doc, was physical therapy, rest, heat, cold, medications, take it easy, don't do that anymore. That kind of stuff.
Don't do that anymore.
Right.
It's easy when it's weekend sports. It's harder when your job is aggravating, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's almost like, you know, their prescription was don't move. You know, stand still and it won't hurt anymore. And, of course, that wasn't the case at all. It hurt pretty much all the time.
24/7.
Yes.
And why do you think that they couldn't come up with something better in terms of getting you, you know, through the pain?
Well, I don't know. I think they were, you know, I'm not sure I fell into any of the blocks that they were looking at. I had pain in my neck and my arms, and it would come and go. Sometimes it would be almost severe pain, and then other times it was just moderate pain, and it finally got to the point where I just decided that I was just going to grit my teeth and go on with it. But several times I talked to the doctors, and of course this was several doctors, and inevitably the option of surgery came up, and I just absolutely did not want to do that.
Why not?
I guess fear was a lot of it, and the fact that you know, whenever you go through a surgical procedure, particularly on the spine and the spinal column, you know, I read up on it and I knew that there was always a chance of coming out of the operating room in worse shape than I had gone in.
Exactly. You know, fear is an honest answer because the difference between major surgery and minor surgery, you know that.
No, what's that?
Minor surgery happens to you. Major surgery happens to me.
That's right.
Doesn't matter how minor they describe it. The neck is a serious place to get operated. So what did you do?
Well, I was out of work for, I guess, a couple months. I'd re-injured the neck for the second time in about 3 years. Was out of work, and was reading the newspaper, and I saw your ad in the newspaper, and I read it, and I talked to my wife, and I said, you know what, I've tried everything except this, and I'm going to try this. I'm going to give this a shot and see if this is what I need, what I've been looking for, and what I've been unable to find in the 20-plus years that I've been living off and on with the back and the cervical pain. And called your office up, got a little bit of information, and scheduled an appointment.
Now, you know, pilots are cautious people by nature.
Yes.
They don't just jump out and do things. They check all the options. It's kind of like when you make a flight plan, you get all the details down.
Well, and that's why you know, I really looked hard into that surgery option. I read up on it. I think back at initially at that time there wasn't. I don't know if there was an internet or not, but
brand new.
Yeah, but I did go to the library, and we also had some pilots that had the surgery, and I talked to them. And just the more that I read up on it, the more I looked into it, the surgery was going to be the absolute last thing I was going to do.
don't say it that way. It kind of has a double meaning there.
Right.
When you came in, I was kind of struck that your x-rays showed some fairly dramatic changes. And you had been injured off and on for years.
Yes. Yes, and I remember our first consultation too. I just had such high hopes, and I remember you looking at me and saying, you know, this is such a massive injury. I'm not really sure that RT can fix it or not. And he says, and you told me I want to think about this. I want to look at it a little bit further, and come back and see me in a couple of days, and I'll have an answer for you.
You mean I didn't jump at the bait?
No, you did not. And I got to tell you, Doc, I was just totally. I walked out of your office just feeling like, well, that's it. And then when I came back for the second visit, you told me, I think I can help you. Let's do this. And I was ready to go.
Well, you know, I had to go back and review the anatomy based on looking at your X-rays and make sure, because, you know, the first thing we do is make sure that what we do is safe. And the second thing is to make sure that it's effective, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we worry about, is it going to be efficient and comfortable and cost-conscious and so on? But there's no sense in doing it if it's not safe and if it's not effective. So when you say RT, I'm going to explain for the listeners, that's reconstructive therapy. And a lot of times people say, oh, surgery. No, it's therapy, not surgery. It's orthopedic medicine, not orthopedic surgery. And by that, that means that we use tiny little needles. You remember those?
Yes.
I always like to emphasize that they're tiny. You always worry about how wide a needle is, not how long it is. And in doing the treatments, we simply find the areas where the rubber bands that hold the bones together have been stretched or torn from the bones, and we find those spots pretty easy to locate, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. You know exactly when we're on the right spots.
Yes, I do.
And we do those treatments for you by injecting a small amount of irritating fluid. Now, we usually use a calcium-based fluid, but we have other formulas as well. And in doing so, we're creating inflammation. Now, you were taking anti-inflammatories off and on for years.
Yes, I was.
And, of course, that means against inflammation.
Right, and they were having absolutely no effect on me. And the only effect that the anti-inflammatories had on me, doctor, was that gave me an upset stomach.
Well, Captain Steve, that gives everybody an upset stomach.
Right.
Except for the people who say, oh, no, I've taken it and I get away just fine. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, bleeding episodes happen, and that was one of the profound episodes in my early practice, having a patient of mine with successful treatment on his arthritis, and he bled out in the intensive care unit right in front of me thanks to his anti-inflammatory medication.
Mm.
Naprosyn was a new drug at that time. I'm sure you had it back in the 80s, and it's now over-the-counter. It's called Aleve, and it's just as deadly now as it was then.
Yeah, well, I was going back through my medical records, and I was looking at the prescriptions that I had over the last it looks like, since 92. And there's just an incredible amount of prescriptions. I kept copies of all my prescriptions.
Jeez.
And there's just an incredible number of naproxen prescriptions in here.
Yes, and that's worrisome. Captain Steve, we'll be right back with you. It's now about 20 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. And let's pause briefly for a letter from Doris Cabaluna. It's a wonderful picture she includes with her letter. It says, "This is my son, Scotty. Around this time in 1995, he had a lot to celebrate. He was 24 years old, and he was engaged to the girl of his dreams. He was on his way home from setting his wedding date with his fiancée when a drunk driver swerved and hit him head-on. He died on impact. That day, all of Scotty's dreams vanished. This is my plea to you. Don't drink and drive, and help prevent this from happening to someone else." This is from Doris Cabaluna, who lost her son, and this is courtesy of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They need your support this holiday season to assist victims and to keep our roadways safe. And I'd also like to just share with you that if you were born from December 22nd to January 19th, you're a Capricorn, for whatever that means. December 20th is the first day of Hanukkah, and High Neighbor Month this month of December. Go next door and offer your greetings. Remember, this is the holiday season. And now, Captain Steve, you came in, you had a treatment, you were knowing that it was going to be uncomfortable, but what did you feel afterwards?
Well, I was just amazed at the relief that I got from the first treatment, and it really wasn't that uncomfortable. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Just a little bit of soreness, but I was fully functional after the first treatment. And instantaneous pain relief after the first treatment.
You know, that's kind of exciting. That's a lightning response. Not everyone gets that, but I certainly had that with my treatments when I was first starting as a patient in this. And it's exciting when it happens.
Yes, it is. I was ready to take the next one almost immediately.
And, of course, we have to spread them out, because what we're doing is turning on your healing. We're setting the stage for you to heal yourself. That's the instruction set that God put on the inside. We know how to heal, but we spend our time blocking it with anti-inflammatories, when indeed healing, the first step, is inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to repair. And over the time, what did you feel like about work and your future and your family?
Well, I can remember driving home that day. I told my wife, because initially during our consultation, the first consultation that I had with you, you had told me that there is a possibility that my flying career is over.
Right.
And that hit me like a ton of bricks, because that was something that I had worked my entire life toward, to become an airline pilot for a major airline. And to have that all of a sudden disappear, not be available, weighed very heavily on my mind and my heart.
Not a prospect you want to entertain when you're young and enthusiastic.
No, not at all. And I'd put a lot of time, if you want to call it blood, sweat, and tears into it, for lack of a better description. That's what I had done over the years to get to that position. And it was almost like as soon as I made it, it was going to be gone. And after the first treatment, I remember telling my wife in the car on the ride home, this gentleman is going to save my airline career. And not only did I believe it then, but I wholeheartedly believe it now. And there's not a doubt in my mind that I would not be flying today if I had not come to see you and start my RT therapy.
That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very exciting.
And then we've shared the pictures of your babies as they have come and started growing.
Yes, and that was another thing, too. I'd been recently married and was thinking about starting a family. And, you know, it's pretty scary when you think about starting a family with the prospect of not having a career. And but as you know, the first one came May of 97.
And they're gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You know, the thing that I hear in your voice when you talk about flying, because, you know, usually people who go on to a flying career, and especially if they want to be an airline captain, there's something magic about it. There's, you know, the responsibility and all the work and such, but there's the joy of flying.
Yes, it is.
And what else do you do? I mean, that's where the passion is.
Right. Right. And I'd worked my whole life toward that, and it looked, after the first RT treatment, it looked like I was going to continue to work in that capacity, and I have since then.
And that's just wonderful. You know, if you don't mind, I'd like to share that we don't have successes every time on every patient, and indeed we have a problem with your low back.
Yes.
And we tried RT off and on.
Yes.
And I kept saying, you know, geez, I'm not quite happy with the result we're getting on this.
Mm-hmm.
We did keep you flying for a while, as long
yes.
as you were functional, but
yes.
you did indeed have surgery.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
And very happily, I sent you to the neurosurgeon who's carved his initials on my back before,
mm-hmm.
and he did a wonderful job.
Yes, he did. I'm I think I'm about 6.5 weeks post-op now, just in tremendous shape, ready to get back in the cockpit. Unfortunately, the neurosurgeon and my flight surgeon is telling me that I've got to let that. That surgery heal up just a little bit longer.
Gotta let it heal. Gosh, what? But your mind is working so fine.
Well, I talked to the neurosurgeon on the phone the other day, and I guess I was kind of great. I got a great. Well, he's our doctor.
Uh huh.
You know, and you know what a great guy he is.
Yes.
And I was just kind of griping at him on the phone and barking at him, and you know, saying, you know, I want to go back to work. I want to go back to work. And he's saying, you know, listen, you Type A pilots need to just cool down a little bit, cool your jets, and let that heal up, and you'll be in much better shape and ready to go.
And, of course, we say the same thing with reconstructive therapy. We're starting a healing process. The nice news about the way we do it is often you can continue or even increase your activities while we're doing RT, which is not always the case in recovering from surgery.
Yeah.
You know, Captain, you'll appreciate this story. This is the airline mechanic who says to his doctor, he says, Doc, he says, I know you like airplanes. And he says, would you like to come out to the hangar sometime and see what we do with the big ones? He says, I'd very much enjoy that. So they set the date. He shows up at the hangar and there's huge airplanes all over the place and big pieces all over. And the mechanic says, you know, Doc, we do pretty much what you do. We find what's wrong and we fix it. And the doc says, well, just one little caveat on that. And he says, what do you mean? And he says, well, I want to see you do it while it's still running. And indeed, that's the beauty of RT, is that you're still running and you can keep going and
yes.
do much, much better. And that's, we've been thrilled with your progress.
Yes,
and again, I'm going to put a little plug in for Dr. David Seck. That's the neurosurgeon we're talking about.
Yes.
And he very kindly wrote a cover comment on Do What You Want to Do. That's my book with Dr. William Faber, who trained me on reconstructive therapy and who treats me. And Dr. Seck said, you know, there's no substitute for neurosurgery. When you need surgery to save a nerve and to save function, you certainly need surgery and you shouldn't delay. But if you don't need surgery, then reconstructive therapy is a wonderful non-surgical option. And he very kindly has referred me patients who don't yet need surgery. And the whole point in medicine is to find what the patient needs, not just what you offer. And it's kind of like airlines, you know, you fly where the people want to go, not just where you're heading.
Right. And I did see Dr. Seck a couple of years ago.
Yes, I tried to get you to get surgery then.
Well, he told me, he examined me and we did some tests and he says, you know, you're just not ready for surgery.
Yep.
I don't think surgery is the answer.
Yep.
And I was very impressed with that because, you know, most neurosurgeons, I shouldn't say that, but I have been told that if you go see a surgeon, you can almost guarantee that he's going to recommend that you have surgery.
Exactly.
You know, and I went to see him, and he said, no, you don't need surgery. Continue with the RT, and let's see if that alleviates your pain or gets you in a better better shape, and that's what we did.
And that's what we did. And you know, Captain Steve, I appreciate you sharing with us, because we have successes and we have treatment failures. And in your case, you know, we were able to prolong it a bit, but not enough in terms of to get a final healing. So surgery does have its place, as well as orthopedic medicine as well.
That's true. And I will tell you that every chance I get, and I see a lot of guys that work with lower back pain, and I always tell them, you need to go see Dr. Trowbridge. If you're thinking about surgery, don't do it until you go see Dr. Trowbridge.
Well, I appreciate it, because that might save a lot of people with surgery.
I hope it does.
Captain Steve, thanks for joining us this morning, and we really appreciate your sharing. Have a great one, and continue to get better with that operation.
Thank you, Doctor, and I appreciate all the help you give me.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you.
It's now about 30 minutes past the hour here on Star 790. KBME, the best medical updates ever. Sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on our health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. So here's a joke for today. The patient says, Doctor, if I give up wine, women, and song, will I live longer? The doctor says, not really. It will just seem longer. You know, this is the fourth Sunday of Advent, the 21st here. The pilgrims landed on the 21st in 1620. You'd think they'd pick a better season to come in. On the 22nd, that's the winter solstice. Winter begins. It's the shortest daylight of the year. And remember, there's only 5 shopping days until Christmas, so why not just send cash? You know, I'd like to remind you on how much this show depends on you to share your questions and ideas with me. What topics do you want to learn more about? What diseases and tests and treatments and what nutritional supplements? Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with frustrating illnesses and problems. Fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, hypoglycemia, diabetes, heart disease, even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, poor circulation and leg pains, decreased memory, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems and frustrating skin conditions, disabling neck and back pains, as Captain Steve has shared with us, sports injuries and arthritis, and so on. What disease problems would you like to know more about? And what books do you want reviewed and what authors interviewed? Many of the leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. So what questions do you want answered? I'll be presenting common problems that are seen in doctors' offices, you know, the very reasons you make office visits, and giving you practical hints so that you can better take care of yourself for best results. In my 25 years of practice, I've become acutely aware that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available to help with their problems. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they are seeing different specialists are often related to the same cause. For example, chronic pain due to injury affects moods and temperament, wears you down, deprives you of sleep, can cause many side effects with medications, and leading to ever greater stress, which further works you down. Correcting what is causing one problem might give you improvements for several of the problems that frustrate and concern you. Make your healthcare investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Get details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return to you cash dollars for future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. That's what this show is all about, and that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health in Humble. Feel free to ask for a consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-F-I-X. P-A-I-N. You're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. And remember, we also depend on you to invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. And now we're joined with a lovely young lady who came in with an interesting story that was most frustrating because I tried not to treat her. We're joined today with Victoria Bidlack from Harker Heights, Texas. That's near Killeen. And good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I am doing wonderful, and I am so thrilled that you are, too.
Yes.
You know, when you came to see me, you were one of those patients where I go, oh, no, I just wish I'd seen you sooner. And describe to us what you had when you first came in.
Well, actually, I was injured in August of 2002. I had been a nurse for approximately 18 years, and I was assisting a mother to breastfeed her newborn infant, and I was leaning over the bed to assist her, and I felt a pop in my lower back. And I tried to straighten up, and I knew that I had done something awful.
Awful.
And so, fortunately, I had heard about your practice and just explored that with you, but I had been advised to have surgery.
Right.
And I think they were talking, looking back, I think it was a discectomy that they were talking
about. Exactly. They wanted to fix a herniated or popped disc.
Yes. I later found out, like as you said, there was one disc that herniated and two were bulging.
Right. Now, of course, you know, when we talk about reconstructive therapy or RT, we're talking about fixing the rubber bands that support the structures, and discs in between, when they get popped, they are often not a real good candidate because they're pinching on a nerve. And that was my concern when I first saw you.
Yes.
And I really didn't want to do much, did I?
No, sir. You had some reservations.
I had some reservations. You know, I like to think that what we do is get patients to the best treatment right away. And I was really concerned about preserving your nerve function. And you really were persuasive.
Well, at that point, my left foot was having quite a bit of numbness, and I was actually starting to see some foot drop.
Now, foot drop means a weakness in the motor control.
Right. It was kind of slapping the ground as I walked.
Right.
And I quickly saw improvement after, I believe it was one treatment, actually.
Yes. You know, you and I talked because I was so very interested in you seeing the surgeon, and I said, well, we really need to preserve your nerve function. And you told me something very interesting that I really responded to. Do you remember what that was? You said you had prayed about this, and this was the answer.
Yes.
And, you know, I have thought long and hard many times in my career when a patient says something that intense to me, listen to what the patient says. And if you recall, I made the agreement, if you don't promptly improve, you have to go have surgery.
Right.
And you promptly improved.
Yeah, I saw a major difference like the morning after my treatment.
And that was wonderful.
I was very thankful, and I still am.
And you had a 2-year-old at the time.
Yes, I had a 2-year-old that I was trying to chase after. So,
yes.
It was really important to me to get back in the swing quickly.
Very, very important. You know, you talk about your left foot being the problem. When I finally started getting RT, reconstructive therapy, myself, it was because my daughter was 2 years old and 22 pounds, dripping wet, and I couldn't lean forward and pick her up to sit with me on a chair without electric sparks going down my left leg.
Right.
And that was scary to me.
Yes, that's how I felt, too. I was very concerned about that.
Yeah, well, my problem is I'd already had successful surgery, and I was having problems again. And my problems were because the structure, the supporting structure, was still weak and needed to be strengthened, and that's what RT has done for me and for you.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I've had several friends who've had some back surgery, and unfortunately they did not see the results that they had hoped for. And that's why the people I run into now, coworkers, friends, neighbors, relatives, I say, surgery is not always successful.
Right.
If it is, that's a beautiful thing, but what if the surgery is unsuccessful?
Right. And, you know, we can help people often even when the surgery is unsuccessful, but if we have a chance to get to them beforehand, then we have a chance, like you, before your structure has been changed with surgery, to let God do the healing on the inside. And I have such a fervent belief in that, you know, when you break a bone, it starts to heal immediately, even if the orthopedic surgeon isn't there. When you have a cut or a incision from surgery, it starts to heal immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And all doctors do is specialize in holding things still, like a bone or your skin, so that it can heal, but God does the healing.
Right.
And from the first treatment on, you started improving, and it was fairly quick, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And I was really thrilled because all told, I only missed 3 days of work versus I was going to be out, I'm sure, over a month. had I gone into surgery.
Or maybe even longer. Captain Steve, who was with us earlier, is talking about his frustration about taking time with his healing and wanting to get back to work right away. We'll be right back with you, Victoria, if you'll wait with us. We sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better and staying healthier. And today's verse is from Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And I'd like to just put a word in on self-control, because sometimes we're so impatient to see the workings of God in our life. And if we simply allow the laws of nature to go their way, sometimes we'll see that working of God in our lives in much more powerful ways than would ever be available in any other way. So that self-control is sometimes very important. All right, back to you, Victoria. What I'd like to ask you about is, in terms of getting back to work, you've had your off and on days. You've had times when things weren't quite as good.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get through those?
Well, actually, something that has really helped me has been a magnetic back support belt.
Isn't that something?
They're very inexpensive at our favorite local discount stores.
Uh-huh.
But that's really helped me, and I'm thinking it may have sped along some recovery for me.
Oh, I would say so. You know, we have an upcoming program on the benefits of magnetic healing. Magnetism is simply one of those natural laws, one of the ways that the world works. And it's fascinating that we seem to have very little appreciation for how our bodies respond to natural laws. You know, the astronauts have to do almost 3 hours of strenuous resistive activity, work, exercise every day in space because they have no gravity. And without that, then the bones start to remodel and remove calcium and remove their shaping. And so it's, if we respond to gravity, one would also think we respond to magnetism and sunlight cycles and so on. So that's been one of the nice things for you to do something simple without side effects, hasn't it?
Right. Originally, before I did get in for treatment, I did have to rely on some Vicodin.
Right.
And that was a little bit scary for me because I knew of the side effects as well as the addictive qualities of that particular medication. And I knew that being a nurse, I could not live a lifestyle like that. It just wouldn't work.
Oh, it's quite different, isn't it?
So I had to do something.
Yes, it's an altered sensorium, a sensation that's completely different. And I guess, you know, some of us just really don't like that in life, huh?
Right, and especially if you're in a job like that where you're giving other medications and so forth. And,
right.
You might be in life and death situations. I worked in the NICU for quite a while, and you really have to be on your toes.
You know, nursing intensive care there for the brand new babies, that's real special. And we all expect the best from the people who are staffing those.
Right. It's not a time to be, an altered state.
Exactly. Preoccupied with something else like your own pain and the medications for it.
Right.
But you've been able to handle all that without medication.
Exactly. I just can't tell you how thankful I am because... In view of the job and so forth, there's just no way.
Right.
I'm just really thankful.
And you like being a nurse.
I do. I meet a lot of really nice people, and we've had some fabulous outcomes with newborn babies that might have come into the nursery, not pink, but went out pink and healthy.
Exactly. You know, my first rotation in clinical medicine as a third-year medical student was in neonatal intensive care. And I'll tell you, that was a profound experience to see what really happens. That's the cutting line between life and death right then at the beginning.
Yes.
And, it's really neat. You could certainly go on and be a geriatric nurse and hand out pills in a nursing home. But I don't think the passion would be there, would it?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, maybe someday. You never know. But this is really my passion for now.
That's right. And that's the beauty of being able to return people to their absolute joy in life, finding the work and the contribution that they make to others because of treatments that return them to their lives, get them out of their pain and get on with their life. And that's certainly what RT has offered for you.
Yeah, I've been able to really reach out and touch lives, and it's kind of the gift that keeps on giving.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Victoria, we'll be right back with you. It's now about 45 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, I'd like to share with you this special announcement about lingering smoke. Cigarette smoke is a killer. Cigarette smoke sometimes lingers in a room for weeks, causing serious illnesses in children and adults. So the next time you're ready to light up a cigarette, don't. Just say no. Your children, your friends, your spouse are depending on you. Give them a chance to breathe free. This is a message from Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. And incidentally, I'd just like to share with you that those who smoke have a much worse outcome with back surgery compared to those who don't. An interesting statistic. We don't have a final explanation on why, but it is interesting. On the 17th of this month, we just missed the birthday of Ludwig von Beethoven, the famous composer. And on the 18th, that was a birthday for Steven Spielberg, the director of E.T. and Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan. So, you know, there's some special folks out there who've really contributed to our lives as well. And now we're back with Victoria from Harker Heights, Texas. You know, it's a bit of a drive to get to Humble.
Yes.
Yes, she says.
About 3.5 hours.
Not too bad.
To make it out there, and then we spend a little time with you. And
right.
Head back this way.
And how do you make the ride? Are you uncomfortable?
Well, fortunately, my husband normally drives me.
That helps.
And I normally just rest in the back of the truck, and sometimes I'm coming off of a 12-hour night shift.
Ouch. Ouch. But, you know, what's really nice is that it is possible to get from here to healthy, and, you know, Humble is certainly where we treat people. So it's kind of nice not to be facing long-term discomfort and to go through the inconvenience of driving and such.
Exactly.
How are you doing with your family now?
Terrific. I've been able to keep my house, which I really had some concerns in the beginning because I thought, okay, if I don't have my back, I can't work. If I can't work, we cannot keep this house.
Exactly.
And I'm sure there's other folks out there who might be facing similar situations.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we really in this economy have become a two-wage earner family more than anything else, and especially to enjoy the really finer things in life.
Right.
So
we have three children, and our 18-year-old, we're trying to help him with college.
Right.
And then we have our little retirement baby. She's three now. So we have her in the daycare cost. So both spectrums, ends of the spectrum there.
Exactly. And both keep you running, don't they?
Yes.
That's so funny. You know, you also had some other minor health discomforts when you came to see us with your gut and with your heart and with your hormones and energy and all this other stuff. You're doing better all over, aren't you?
Right. Well, after reading your book, The Yeast Syndrome, it was a real eye-opener for me. And I realized that over the years I had taken quite a bit of antibiotics for bronchitis, and I had probably altered my physiology somewhat.
Right.
And I found that you had recommended quite a bit of yogurt.
Right.
For me, and it does seem to make a major impact.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And it seems like such a simple thing to do.
It really does, but after reading that book, I was kind of enlightened. There were so many things that had not occurred to me. And unfortunately, we give so many antibiotics at our facility and across America, really.
Right.
And we don't stop to think. We're glad we killed the bug that's disturbing someone, but then what state are they left in?
That's right. How do we rebalance them?
Right. And I don't know if enough attention is being given to that aspect in America or worldwide. Who knows?
Well, it's actually, yeah, we do know, and it's not enough attention. We give ever more antibiotics and later developments in antibiotics, so they're stronger and stronger. And, of course, the bugs are, you know, changing faster than we can in terms of presenting challenges. So that's one of the real puzzles in modern medicine. How do you really deal with this? And, you know, my answer is you strengthen the immune system in the person.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the things that you bring up, just so we can conclude with this, is that sometimes when we talk about all the different things that we help with, people go, well, that's just a laundry list. That sounds like snake oil. He can't be helping with all those problems. But you know, really, I don't really do anything except just tell you how to let your body heal itself.
Right.
And that's remarkable how many things get better, isn't it?
Yes. Well, another thing that you really opened my eyes to was, as far as I can determine, I was probably born with loose ligaments.
Uh-huh.
And that's tremendous when you're a teenager and you're in gymnastics.
Right.
But so many of my friends, along with myself, once you hit 40, things start slipping.
Exactly.
And those loose ligaments then begin to show some wear and tear, and a lot of problems arise. I have a neighbor here who has some rotator cuff problems. And along with that, the next month, he had some disc problems.
Right.
And it occurred to me, this poor guy is probably in the same boat I am with loose ligaments.
Oh, gosh, how true that is. How true that is. You know, you've shared with us a great number of things. We thank you for joining us this morning, Victoria, and we're so thrilled that you've done so well.
Well, thank you, Doctor.
Just keep doing better.
I owe it all to you.
Thanks. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
So what's the take-home message from today's guests? Well, it's really quite simple. Even the most disastrous appearing problems can be fixed by the right treatment. It's just that the right treatment might not be obvious. Might be something that you have never heard about. Might be something that your doctor has never heard about. Just like the world before Columbus, when everyone knew it's flat. Just because a fact isn't known doesn't mean that it isn't true. Remember, hope, that help is really available now, is a key thing to know. You know, we're going to talk about a little bit of the ways in which reconstructive therapy, or RT, helps people get better. And I'm going to share with you a little something that I developed a few years ago called Bones and Bands. Bones and bands are what give us strength. They hold us together so that we can function. And when we function, we are able to work with ease. We bend and reach and walk. Things are fine. But if we get an injury, especially to the bands, the rubber bands that hold us together, called ligaments and tendons, then we develop a wobble. It's like a door that no longer swings freely in its hinges. It wobbles and shakes around, or the gate at the ranch where kids have been swinging on it, and the gate no longer closes quite right. That decreases our strength, and that leads to malfunctions, and then we end up with disease. In other words, we can no longer work the way we used to. Now, that's when usual medical care usually kicks in, when we complain of symptoms like joint pains and spasms, headaches and stiffness and swelling and numbness and nerve pains, as Victoria was talking about, lost sleep and irritability and obvious limitations. Now, it would seem at that time that your real choices are drugs and surgery, but why not look at the orthopedic medical option? In other words, reconstructive therapy, or RT. Because you see, if you treat those symptoms with drugs and surgery, very often you finally end up in crisis. And you know what crisis is. That's where the neck pains are virtually impossible to deal with. That's where you have more and more problems with your back or your hip or your knee. If you're in crisis, your choices are more drugs and surgery. So with your neck or back, you often get fusion operations. With your hip, you get a new hip or a new knee. Of course, it's not really new you, it's new plastic and new steel. And so you go through this cycle of being rescued from crisis back into symptoms, still requiring more drugs and occasionally more surgery. And eventually you fall out the bottom of this crisis situation into what we call worsening. That's where you get told, you know, you're just going to have to learn to live with your pain. Now, the problem is you already know how to live with it. What you want is how to learn to live without it. In other words, you want it fixed. And so when we look at this treatment program, what we're doing is not treating your symptoms, not treating the joint pains or spasms or the grinding teeth and TMJ and headaches and stiffness and swelling and so on. We're not treating down there where usual medical care starts and then goes down to crisis and eventually to worsening. We're looking at treating way up at the top, where the injury to your bands has led to the wobble. And that wobble is what's wearing or grinding you down, just like a mortar and pestle, or just like a hinge that is finally wearing out. And as we strengthen those bands again, sure enough, you start having more normal function. So we don't consider ourselves a pain management clinic. We're a pain relief clinic, because as you get normal structure and therefore get stronger, you get normal function. And that's what, again, leads you to ease instead of dis-ease. And all of this is to bring up a story about Captain Steve, because, you see, I spent 12 years as a senior examiner for the FAA, the senior medical examiner for airline pilots. And over the years, I've realized that I keep returning people to flying again, back to the active line. And I presented a slideshow and lecture at the Sun and Fun Flying Show in Lakeland, Florida in April. And it was so well received, I'm now working on a book. And the title is called Fly Forever, Maintain or Regain Your Medical. Now, this is a work in progress. It's underway. It's not out yet. But you have to understand that the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, has very strict standards regarding who can pilot an aircraft, and especially one in which people are being ushered around as passengers. And so exemptions are granted. But what about if you instead fix the underlying problem so that, once again, you fall within the standards and therefore you don't need to have any exemption? And that is a very powerful message because, you see, most of the drugs and surgery solutions do not allow for a fix of the underlying problem. They simply allow fancier and fancier Band-Aids, which we call drugs and surgery. And those, I think, have less and less effectiveness when you face the reality of the healing that God has made possible by putting the instructions for healing on the inside. Sandra from Kingwood has asked us to name what disease claims more lives during this winter holiday season. Find out how you can avoid this heartache. Listening next week. This show is dedicated to the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur, the two bicycle boys from Dayton, Ohio, who, on December 17th, 100 years ago, on a freezing, windy North Carolina morning, changed our world forever when they realized their dreams of flying. And from those first 12 seconds, flying 120 feet, they launched us on a 250,000-mile journey to our closest neighbor, the moon, a short 66 years later. Now, two wrongs don't make a right, but two rights make an airplane. And indeed, that vision, starting in the late 1890s, when they contacted the Smithsonian Institution and said, please send us everything you know about flying because we've become interested. They were very successful manufacturers in their bicycle shop in Dayton, Ohio, and had the time to dabble with their inventions. And they studied the record of people who had tried powered controlled flight and were yet unsuccessful. And they said, you know, I'll bet we could do this. But in the year 1902, they were so discouraged, they felt man might never learn to fly, and came back the next year and did it. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher. Production assistants, Catherine Hill, Kathy Guyon, and Rhonda Bird. Thanks for joining me today to learn more practical pointers that can help you to regain and maintain better health. Audio tape and CD copies of this show are available for your personal reference and to share with family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. And I invite your feedback. What do you want to hear more about? What questions do you want answered, and who would you like for me to interview? Please share your ideas by email, that's info, at healthchoicesnow.com, or by fax, 281-540-4329, or by mail, call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for the address, or feel free to call to talk with one of our treatment assistants and let us know what you want to hear or what information we might send to you. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us, and enjoy the free downloads available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and to talk with patients who are feeling better right now. We're conveniently located next to Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map. We'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, Get the very best answers and the very best treatment that you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. Our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce these results for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.